Disclaimer. Everything that we say is either a joke or a lie, unless we say we don't have hoes, because that
working on
is
a weekend
true.
Like usual.
It's the
way off
podcast.
In the deep end like usual. Niggas swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist going nuts. Niggas caught me slipping once, okay, so what?
Yo, it's another Speak On It episode. You got your boy Skip. Illy.
Yo, what's good?
We back for another episode. Once again, it's been a while. Hope everyone's doing well. A lot has transpired the last month or two, so we ready to talk about a lot. So what you got for us today,
Illy? Oh man, you know, just again, welcome to 2020 for those of you guys. Cause I don't think we haven't done any podcasts so far this year. So
we haven't.
So this will be the first one of 2020. So welcome to 2020, my brother.
Exactly. It's a stepping stone. We're gonna try to go big with it this year, put more time into it and see where it goes.
Yeah, and I know a bunch of people, you know, they'll hit me like, why haven't you done this and that? Blah blah blah. You know, people sometimes people be a little busy, man. Like it's hard to get both of us in here together at the same time sometimes. And you know, luckily we was able to find some time and put a little together.
Yeah, we want it to be perfect at the end of the day. We don't just want to be putting out random content. We've been doing it for a couple years now, and we're trying to step our game up. And since we're in two different areas, it gets hard at times. But trust me, this summer, once I'm done with school and I'm back in SoCal, we're gonna get a problem for y'all and be more consistent.
Yeah, man. So let's start with, you know, first, the RIP Kobe, you know.
RIP Kobe, for sure. All right. The GOAT. My GOAT.
Yeah, you're a GOAT. He's still a great player.
Just to say a little bit about Kobe and his impact on everybody. What an incredible dude on and off the court. I think we got to see a little bit more off the court with his daughter, you know, in recent times, but just an inspiration. I mean, I got to meet Kobe a couple times. I was lucky to do that just because I played at Westchester and he spoke to us, but his mentality, I mean, it touched everybody, and that kind of work ethic and an approach to everything you did in life to be great was just remarkable. So rest in peace, Kobe, and everybody else that was involved. But I mean, rest in peace, Kobe and Gigi, man.
Yeah, and I remember, Kobe was a hell of a player. He was one of my favorite players growing up. Obviously, born and raised in LA, you're gonna gravitate exactly. as a Laker fan, whether you want to or not. But it was funny because I remember like his last two years in the NBA. Like I probably went to like four Laker games. This dude sat out every game. I was like, what? I was like, man, this bastard. But
man, he was on his last leg the last couple of years.
Yeah, that
man.
Dude was resting every game. I was like, this is crazy. But yeah, man, definitely RIP.
RIP Kobe. Yeah.
But let's get into a little bit. Let's see. How was your weekend, man? How was your weekend?
This weekend, I went out for the first time in a while. Went to the bars. It was my team's senior night, so I went to like enjoy with them and you know have a good time. Mm-hmm. So went out to dinner. Went out a little bit to the bars. It was fun. It was fun to step out for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Sipped on a little some. So,
a little what?
You know, just a little some. I had a couple shots. Shots on me for the guys, the seniors. And
what kind?
What did I have? Tequila shot? No, Patron.
Oh.
Same thing, right?
Oh.
A couple Patron shots.
He going big.
Sipping on a little beer. So, I mean, I don't really drink like that, but it was definitely a good time. I didn't have a hangover or anything, so it was.
Yeah.
It was cool. It was cool. It was good vibes.
Yeah, I was. Man, I was this weekend, and again, like I don't like it's really Like, sometimes I don't really care to go out because, I mean,
yeah,
I'm not,
man, me either.
Like, one, I'm not trying to spend, no, because if I go out, man, I might accidentally.
You got
to
spend a little bit.
You might accidentally spend $200 just without even paying attention, you know? Yeah. So, I went out. Let me start off and start with. So, over the weekend, you know, I was just chilling and, you know, I haven't seen my friends in a minute because everybody's just kind of everywhere. And it's only really like a select few that's still in L.A. and whatnot. So I was just chilling. I was like, man, I want to do something on Saturday. So I sat around. I was like, what's everybody doing, whatnot? And then, you know, the idea of going to karaoke was brought up by a friend of mine.
Oh, that's what you guys did?
Yeah. So I was like, okay. So I had to give me a little haircut, you know?
Yeah. Was that your first time doing karaoke?
Yeah. But the
karaoke's fire, man. I did it like twice.
Yeah.
Three times, actually.
Yeah. But the thing is like the place that we went to, it was like, I've heard of people having like different booths and then like,
yeah, like you have your own private rooms.
Yeah. But at this place, it was like, a open atmosphere, and then it was one stage, and like one by one, people went onto the stage, and then they did the song that they wanted to do.
Oh,
yeah! So it was like I go in there, you know, it's a cool little vibe, you know, it's like a bunch of people, you know, just you know, cheering people on, whatnot. You know, I got me a couple drinks, whatever. You know, it was Margarita Day. That's what it was. It was Margarita Day.
It was Margarita Day when I went out, too.
Yeah, so, you know, I had a couple margaritas. And, you know, I had picked my song. I picked Single Ladies by
Drake.
I picked Single Ladies by Beyonce. You know, I tried to pick a song that I knew people would know.
For the ladies.
And so, I had picked a song and it was just like so many people in front of me that like by the time I was getting to my song, I was like, dude, I'm past this. And it was getting later. Like it was so long. And because this, again, it's one by one and it's already a bunch of people in there. So, you know, we went elsewhere.
Was it funny though? Just watching everybody go up there and whatnot?
Yeah.
Or people like really like trying to sing their heart out.
Yeah. It was funny as hell because it's, this girl that we're with that I was hanging with, because it was like a group of us. She started dancing on like this random dude, like while he was doing his song.
Oh yeah, you sent me the video.
started twerking on dude. I was like, wow, that's crazy.
That is sick.
Yeah, but I mean, it was cool as hell. It's something that I would enjoy doing. Because you know, I don't mind stuff like that. You know. And then it kind of just gives you something else to do other than just, you know, going to see a movie or going to just a regular bar.
Facts.
Yeah, man.
Facts.
But, facts. Let's see. Did you do anything this is another question. Because, again, we missed a little time and it's some things that we didn't really cover. I was just wondering, you know, did you do anything for Valentine's Day, man?
Valentine's Day? No, I didn't. This year, I was chilling, man. I didn't do anything for Valentine's Day. Did you do something? You sent some.
Oh,
did you?
Yeah, I sent some flowers and stuff to
a friend.
To
a friend,
you know, just,
can't go wrong. Can't go wrong.
Yeah,
show your appreciation and love and appreciation for them. Yeah. It don't even have to be on no relationship type stuff.
Yeah.
It could just be
just real
some
subtle
appreciation.
You know, just real subtle.
Yeah.
Like, no surprise. You know, boom. You know, something.
Yeah, I took this year off, man.
I took
a gap year with the Valentine's Day this year, man. I'm not really big on it anyway. Mm-hmm. I've been with this person for a long time. I'm about to get married type. Mm-hmm. But I find myself a lot of times doing stuff for people who go disappearing out of my life. So this year I took the year off and I'm gonna really sit down and reflect, and I'm done doing that, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done spending X amount of money on people that don't appreciate it. Even if we don't end up working out, like we could still be cool because I don't have any bad vibes or bad, like I have nothing, I have no no grudges held towards anyone, yeah. And no one should have any grudges held towards me because I feel like I'm a good, genuine person now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with me, you know, just me deciding to, you know, to send something, it was just like kind of. I mean, it's, I don't normally, you know, do stuff like that. I don't.
Right. Yeah.
I don't really claim any relationship over, you know, my lifetime. Mm-hmm. You know, so for me, you know, to want to do that, it was just, you know, spontaneous, me being spontaneous, and, you right. know, me just trying to do something, trying to change it up, you know, trying to, you know, yeah. doing a little something different. I will say, like, just going through that process of, like, trying to pick something to get.
Mm-hmm. It's tough.
Man, I was like, because it's tough. Because it's 100 different websites. Is 100 mm-hmm. different people that's selling, you know, same things, similar yeah. things. Then you're trying to figure out like the quality, how the quality is going to be. You know, what site are you going to order from? Are you going to call like a local florist, buy them and whatnot?
Exactly. That's why my go-to is always Edible Arrangements. I mean, you can't go wrong with just a little bit of a nice little fruit and a teddy bear or some yeah. flowers or something like that.
Yeah.
It's real simple. I mean, the cost of it isn't too bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to always have to spend a little something yeah. during those times. But, yeah, definitely. I mean, Valentine's Day, I mean, it's not really big for
yeah,
me.
I don't really care for it either. I promise you, it was just like the one thing. I was like, you know what? Let me just do a little something, you know, show a little appreciation.
Yeah, out the kindness of your heart. Now, if you're feeling in that mood, you can't go yeah. wrong.
I was in the holiday spirit.
Yeah, yeah. It sucks because, like you said, it's so hard to pick something, and you want the person to appreciate it. It's a lot of ungrateful people out here, man.
Uh-huh.
You spending your 30 minutes to an hour trying to figure out if you're getting the right gift, and I mean, at the end of the day, all that matters is, you know, you're doing it out the kindness of your heart.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, it was cool though. She was appreciative. She liked it. She enjoyed it, and I was happy too at the end of the day. So I wasn't tripping too much. Yep. Let's see. But you know, let's say if you did, you know, have the Valentine's this year and whatnot. Mm-hmm. What would you say would be the perfect first date for you? Like if you're planning out a first date, you know, mm-hmm. what would be your ideal type of, you know, situation for you?
For Valentine's Day specifically,
not,
or just whenever?
Not even Valentine's Day, just whenever, you know.
First date. First date. I think a first date needs to be something where we can hold a conversation and kind of start getting to know each other a little bit. So but you also want it to be fun, so I don't want to just say a dinner. Uh-huh. That's what I'm leaning towards, but I'm really trying to think what could be nice. I mean, I guess bowling's always chill, but escape, like somewhere you're thinking and doing stuff. Like an escape room would probably be dope because you have an objective uh-huh. and you're working together. And you can kind of get a feel for like how the person is.
Yeah, I gotta do that. That's
something dope to do. But I mean, at the end of the day, I think I would lean towards, because I don't want to spend too much money on the first date. I would just lean towards a nice little dinner where we could just have a face to face
dinner,
just communicate with each other and kind of get to know each other.
Yeah. How much would you say would be your limit on how much you want to spend on that first date?
A limit. I'm going to say, I could spend up to.
What's your nigga about to say?
I could spend up to between $50-$75.
Okay,
I could spend that. That ain't no problem.
So you saying that you just, if you go out, you're gonna do the dinner, or are you doing something else as well?
I think I would ask the chick, like, yo, like, what are some of the things you like, and get a feel for what she wants to do as well. But if it were up to me, I would just be like, yo, let's go have a nice little dinner and talk uh-huh. and see what these intentions are and where we trying to go with
this. You know what, I mean, I don't mind this, but one thing that chicks, they kind of quote-unquote hate is, like, mm-hmm. when you ask them, like, you know, what would you what would you like to do? Or what type of things?
That... Dude, oh my
and they,
God.
It's like they get offended by that. And I'm like, well, I don't want to pick something and then you just, it's something that you hate, you know, just.
Yes.
Like, you know, so it's.
But they make it so hard. Like, even when you just tell them to pick a specific eating place, yeah. Like, yo, like, I don't care. I don't know. I don't care. Like,
and then bro, when they I'm get just trying there, to make sure we both. It's just like, I don't know, man. Just it's,
yes.
It's yes. Like, it's like, dude, like, it, you're not even spending your money. Like,
exactly.
Like, just help me.
Like,
help
I got
you.
It. Yeah, yes, so, I just want to have a good time at the end of the day. I just want to have a good time, man. Yeah. You can't go wrong with little arcade or something like that, though, either, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like arcades. Dave & Buster's cool, you know, cool little spot. You know, you go there. Yep. You can. I like the basketball game that they got there. We're going to go one-on-one, shoot the little hoops in a little thing. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. real cool. And then like the little shooting games, you know, it's more interactive. You playing with each other. Mm-hmm. You know, I like that environment. It's real cool. I know with what else do I like to do?
You could go to an art gallery. You can go to a brewery. I mean, it just depends. Like, what type of spontaneous stuff you're really trying to do? I mean, there's a lot of stuff. A jazz. I mean, you can go to a festival or mm-hmm. something. Like, it just depends, I guess, on what you're exactly trying to get out of it on the first.
Yeah. But to me, like, I know, and this, I mean, it's kind of on the same subject, but I know one place that I really mm-hmm. want to go to is a drive-in theater, like a little drive-in movie.
Yeah, I've never done that either. Yeah,
I'm sure it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and hiking would be dope too. You can get a conversation out of that.
Oh yeah.
So there's so many things you can do. I mean, you just gotta switch it up. I mean, I know people get tired of doing some of the same stuff all the time. Yeah. And definitely just gotta think outside the box sometimes, and even kind of come up with your own creative stuff. Whether it's like going to something to do with art, go mm-hmm. paint some stuff or something, you know. Mm-hmm. We're getting older, so we kind of got to start stepping outside the box and, you know, all the other stuff that we used to do in, like, the movies mm-hmm. and all that stuff. It's, I won't say it's getting old, but, you know, it's always going to be there.
Yeah. How would you – all right, you know, we kind of discussed, you know, the first date, okay? But, mm-hmm. you know, if you guys, you know, been together for, you know, some years and whatnot, like – because you already said, you know, the first date, you know, like 50, 75. What would be your range if you guys been together for some time, like a little anniversary type of thing, you know?
Uh-huh. Man, that ain't I didn't even think about. I'm at that point. I'm not even thinking about the money. Yeah. I'm just thinking about memories. Yeah. What kind of memories can we make? Uh-huh. Go out, have a nice little vacation wherever uh-huh. it might be, the Caribbean, like. I just need some nice water and some nice weather, man, to have a good time, mm-hmm. honestly. At that point, I'm just thinking about what type of memories I can make rather than the amount of money I'm spending. So, it ain't no problem. Yeah.
Have you seen those videos where, like, the dudes, they'll book a hotel and then they'll put all the rose petals and candles in the front? So,
yeah.
Is that something that you would do?
The closest thing I've done to that already, I think you came with me. When I did my promposal.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, my promposal.
Bro, I forgot. I forgot all about that.
Dude, brought damn near almost 100 flowers.
Man. Oh, wow.
It was worth it,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I totally forgot it was worth all it. About that.
I went above and beyond. So I guess you can say that at some point in my life, I'd be willing to do that.
Yeah. I love seeing, you know, different things on like Twitter and social media, just giving mm-hmm. you different ideas of, you know, what can be done and, you know, the different ways of going about things. I wouldn't mind having, again, like you said, you know, we've been together for some time, you know, going somewhere, planning like some kind of trip. And I wouldn't mind, you know, setting the mood, buying, you know, the little rose petals, you know, throwing on the ground, looking like a mm-hmm. red carpet, and then you light 1,000 candles,
light 1,000 candles, have a little drink,
some incense, you know, throwing some Netflix.
Oh, you're trying Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you can never go wrong with that. I think women really appreciate that type of stuff. Yeah. So you can definitely never go wrong. And like I said, going out the country, go learn something new. Go learn something about a new culture or something. Like really, really tap into that. Mm-hmm. I'm always about like stimulating the mind. Especially since I've been done with basketball, and that was like one of my ways I really stimulated, and I had to put so much time towards it. Mm-hmm. I'm really into tapping in, and whether it's music or reading about some, especially music though. Like I really want to learn how to. I told you I'm trying to buy a guitar, so really learn how to try and do new stuff.
Okay, you trying to be like Lenny Kravitz?
Oh yeah, man, Jimi Hendrix. Oh,
hey, another thing, just kind of on the same thing, but if somebody was getting you a gift, or if you're getting someone a gift, you know, are you the type? Right. Are you the type to kind of want a handmade gift, or like them like actually like buy you something? Which one do you like?
I think I'm cool with both, but I think if they were to try to handcraft their own type of thing, it just shows
more a love, little bit more appreciation.
More, because they're kind of going not necessarily out of their way, but they're trying to tap into something that they might not be comfortable doing. Mm-hmm. So that shows a little bit more love and appreciation. But I mean, at the same time, if someone goes and buys something, I mean, I'm gonna be appreciative either way. But I think it's just taking the easy way. The easy way is, you know, just go out and just buy something that, you know, you can go grab at the store.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. With me, I mean, I'm kind of indifferent either way, however it goes. Because at the end of the day,
right.
Somebody they could make you something that should be ugly as hell. Like imagine somebody trying to like paint a picture of you or like paint a picture of you, and you like, who the hell is that motherfucker?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, no, I feel
like
you.
Nah, that ain't me.
That ain't me. Hey, go do that.
Yeah, return that shit. Yeah, but again, like, I mean, if I was, I remember, for example. I've had people write me like happy birthday cards, like handwritten.
Dude,
like that's gonna be fire. I can't lie.
Yeah, that'd be fire. I've received a lot of handwritten birthday things, just appreciation type of notes, all that type of stuff. And I think I still have a lot of them.
Yeah,
but it's dope. Definitely dope.
I was gonna say the only thing, like, again, I like the handwritten because when chicks, when they write, like, they handwrite and be so perfect, I'd be like, oh, man.
Yeah. And they really be speaking from their heart. Like, they sitting there thinking about, damn, like, I'm really about to pour out my heart to this dude. I'm about to put the time in. Like, that's dope.
What they got to include, though, the one thing that they missing, you gotta throw me, like, a little new picture on the side. You gotta give me like the visual. I need the visual with it. So while I'm reading, one line, I look to the right, and then I read another line, I look to the right again, you know, just like a little pamphlet.
Like, yeah, like damn, I really need that.
I need that.
I hear you.
Bro, that honestly, hey, ladies, like if you guys, I know you guys are listening. I just gave you, you know, a nice little gem right there. You know, when you writing that letter to your dude, don't forget to include a little, show a little skin. You know, you ain't got to be full nude, but you know, show a little skin. You know, just
show him what's up. Show him what he missing. Yeah, right,
especially
now.
When y'all like, if y'all not real close to each other in distance, you know, now you just slip that there. Just keep that on his mind.
And then, like send him his favorite candy with it. Like, man,
and then,
I'm telling you,
and then
dudes appreciate that.
And then if you a dude, what you do is, I'm gonna tell you right now, if you're gonna write that little that handwritten note, what you're gonna do is you send her a picture, but your picture is gonna be a meat print in the gray sweatpants. That's what you do.
What you do is
go to the store, go and get you a banana. And then you slip the banana. I'm telling you, slip the banana.
Inside the sweats.
Yeah. But what you do is you put on your spandex, the Under Armour little spandex, and then you slip the banana in there so it's real tight. And then the print really show. That's what a little dude. See, with me, I ain't got to get no banana.
You really
I got to get no banana, so I ain't worried about that. But that's for the people that's less fortunate. If you're less fortunate, that's what you do. Get you a nice little banana. And yeah. And you said, man.
Yeah. It looks like you've done it before. Are you speaking from experience? Or hey, you just, you know, a little creativity? Hey, what's going on in there?
Hey, all I'm gonna say is they know.
Oh, okay. they know.
Little meat
that's
print.
Funny. Little meat. That's funny. That's funny, dude. Yeah, that's
man.
Funny.
Yeah, man.
I didn't expect to hear that. That's funny.
Yeah, man. Hey, how was
I was just thinking
about that crap. You know, I know a bunch of people that we know are in relationships mm-hmm. right now.
Yes, you know, yes.
I feel like everybody that I know is in a relationship. And it's just,
yes.
You know, and with me, like, let's say, for example, if I'm trying to do something, you know, I'll invite one of my guys, like, hey, man, you know, like, what you doing?
Let's hang out, man.
That's bros. And they hit you with the, oh, man, I can't. I got to do something with my girl or something. It's just.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, my gosh, man. It's just like. Yeah, bro. Like, you serious? My thing is, I hate how people, they don't know how to be.
Balanced?
Yeah, they don't know how to balance out their girl and their guy friends. I mean, it's. Because at the end of the day. If they don't work out and whatnot, your friends gonna go right. You gonna go right back to your friends, you know.
Exactly.
So it's just man, that stuff is. It's a shame.
I feel you. I mean, we're getting older. I'm starting to. We always respect the fact that they got a chick or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's like you can always bring her around.
Yeah.
Like ain't no problem. Yeah. Like. Bring your girl around. We could all have a good time. I mean, it's no big deal. But definitely, they got to find that balance. And just part of that, I mean, it's just so crazy to me. Because, you know, your homies always come to you for advice or whatever it might be, like when they're going through some stuff. But they don't ever take that advice.
Oh, man.
And I know I'm not. Hey, I know I'm not perfect.
Hey, do you take advice?
I take part of the advice, probably. Like, I'll take bits and pieces of it and roll with it. Sometimes it turns out good. Sometimes it doesn't turn out to be anything helpful. But it's just, I don't know. I feel like it's a lot different, too, because we all have dealt with different type of chicks, whether they're crazy, they nice, they don't know what they want. It's just like, at the end of the day, it's like, what can we really say? Because it'd be the chick a lot of the times, too. So it's like, whatever you say, sometimes don't even be beneficial towards them because even whether they do it or not, it might not even benefit anything because the chick might be so you know hard headed or stubborn about whatever. Mm-hmm. So
one thing I know with me, one thing I hate mm-hmm. is when, and it's kind of like a gray area of just like trying to listen to you and your friends and in a relationship. Because I know we kind of going off topic of friends and relationships, but when, like, for example, let's say me and my chick have, like, an argument, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, by nature, you know, you're probably telling your friends what happened. She's probably telling her friends what happened. And then now you guys are both trying to listen to, like, each other's friends and trying to take mm-hmm. that advice of how to go about things. And the only thing I don't like is just when you start to tell your friends about what's going on, you know, then you start to first of all, your friends start to think of your chick one way, and your chick's mm-hmm. friends start to think of you one way.
And
so it just
and it's so it's weird if y'all, especially if y'all start hanging out and y'all all together, it's like they know too much.
Yeah.
So it's just like it's uncomfortable. Yeah. Like you can like feel the animosity or whatever it might be. So I agree, like some things should be kept in house because it'll make it more comfortable for everybody when everybody like gets together.
Yeah, especially because everybody's gonna get their own version of the story. So it's just
they're gonna
put it into their favor to make the other person look worse. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's the only thing that I don't like is sometimes just giving too much away
Yeah,
because again, it just it kind of influences the outcome of the relationship, whether it's negative or positive, and more times it ends up being negative.
Negative, yeah.
Yeah, man, it's just
You know how you know everybody go females go back talk to their home girls about some that you the bad guy, but they want to block you and do all this extra stuff. Then the next week y'all fine, like it's so toxic, right? Like everything is just so toxic.
Yeah, and like, especially when. Well, what's funny is like when you're on social media and you know people are posting their story about like my man this, my man that, oh my girl this, my girl that, and then you gotta it's almost like a movie, like they displaying their whole relationship whatnot, and then the next week they back together.
Bro, hey, I'm going with right now is keep it private till it's permanent.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
I mean, you might as well, like, and if both ends, if one person can't respect it, then I don't know what to tell them, because it's just best to keep things private. It don't mean like they're not telling people that they're not in a relationship or anything like that, but it's like, man, just keep it private, keep it moving, grow together, do what you got to do, and you know, be happy, man.
Yeah,
and they just be happy,
man. I really could not tell you how many times I've seen chicks be mad at their dude, take them off their page 1 week,
yes,
and then the next week they back on their page, and it's
like that's it's toxic, it's childish, bro. At the end of the day, that's like people swear like they're growing up, they're maturing, but they don't see the little things that make them immature or childish, whether it's just for that small moment, because if you're willing to do something like that over something so little half the time, it's just like, damn, I can only imagine what's gonna happen if something really hit the fan, like, you know.
Yeah, and you know, just going off of, you know, just when you said hit the fan, how do you feel about like, let's say you've been with somebody, you know, for some time, and then you know shit hits the fan and you guys aren't really on good terms, whatever. And then, you know, you see your old chick unfollows you. How do you feel about that?
It's funny to me. It's real funny to me. Like the unfollow, I call it the unfollow culture.
Okay.
Because you spent X amount of time with this person and you've had so many good times, and for people nowadays not be able to like have a conversation and be like, yo, like either I don't fuck with you or this is how I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
They just unfollow. Like that's their way of saying I don't fuck with you. And that shit is so weak to me. Like, I spent X amount of money. I've done X amount of things for you. Like, and even if half the time shit don't even be ending on bad terms. Like when I be dealing with people, so it's like for you to like just try to go ghost and whatever, it's just funny.
Yeah.
It's weak, it's funny. And I mean, at the end of the day, do what you're gonna do though. I mean, shit. It ain't hurt my feelings at this point.
Yeah.
So I think people need to do a better job though of just if you don't fuck with somebody, I mean, just straight up, like, yo, this is how I'm feeling. I'ma just, you know, move on, whatever, like we ain't gotta communicate. Like it's so simple, and I get it though. At the same time, like you don't even have to give, you don't owe anybody closure.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times too. So, I mean, I get it. Do you? I mean, you know, shake your ass, have fun.
Oh, yes. I remember just. I've had, you know, I've definitely had my fair share of chicks unfollow me.
Yeah, I don't really go out of my like the. First, I've this new year at least, I've just done a better job of not being on social media as much anymore.
Uh-huh.
So at the same time, like I'm kind of already distancing myself from social media. But it's just like, you know, when you peep stuff, you just it's laughable. It's like, man, I did all this for years later, or a year later, or months later for. It to just come down to this. It's like, I don't know. I don't take social media serious for one. So a lot of times I'm not peeping people's stories. It's people that I fuck with that I don't even follow.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, it's just laughable at times.
Yeah. And to me, it's just like, and how can I explain? just in social media in general. Yeah. I mean, it's a funny ass thing because, you know, like I was saying, one minute you see somebody with this person, next minute you see him with this, and then no. Oh my gosh, I got one for you. This be the funny part.
Yeah.
I'll be like, let's say I'm talking to a chick, you know, she's cool, and then she'll be telling you about like her old dude, okay? Right. And this and that, you know, he was this and that, we not cool. Then a month later, he on her story, and then yes, he doesn't.
It's toxic, it's like, dog.
Like, what?
It's like, what's really going on?
Like, it's just, like, sometimes it's just so funny, the things people will say, because they know it's not true, and they have the nerve to try to give to sell you a story.
Yes.
Like, if you still, like, talk to your old dude, just keep it a buck. Keep it a stack.
Keep it a stack. I'm telling you, I tell people that all the time, like, I'm going to respect you way more if you just come tell me the real,
Don't.
It is what it is. Don't beat around the bush. We getting too old for that. Like, we 22. And it's funny, though, because I was talking to a friend, and she's a little bit older. She's, like, 28. And she's still telling me how people can't communicate. Yeah. And I'm like, damn, like, let me get to 26, 27, 28, and I still can't communicate. Like, what? Yeah. Like, just keep it a buck. We're going to respect you way more. That's what you want to be. You want respect.
Yeah, man. That's because communication, it's so weird because some chicks or just some people in general, like, if you try to bring something up, like, it could, it'll be like no malice intent. You know, just like a regular conversation, just trying to understand X, Y, and Z. They start to get offended, and it's like, it's like, dog, I'm just asking you a question. Like, it's like they're afraid of reality. It's like they're afraid to speak on something that's real. Like, if again, I promise you, I don't, like, if I'm talking to a chick, and if she talking to, you know, some other, hey, go do what you want to do. We are not together.
Exactly.
Bro, we are not together. I am not your dad. I am not your mom. Like, I don't care what you do, but don't make me look like an idiot. Like, if we cool and you saying that, oh, like, you're the only dude that I talk to, whatever, blah, blah.
Yes.
Okay, I understand. I might feel inclined. I might throw you on the story or something, you know, and, you know, just keep it casual. But it, I mean, if you're talking to Matt, like a whole basketball team of dudes,
Billy, Bobby, Johnny,
Donovan, Nick, I'm like, hey, bro, like, come on, don't make me look stupid. I post you my story, then it's mad niggas laughing in the background, like, yo, like, look at this bozo. Don't make me look like a fool. Like, come on, let's work. Keep it 100, like, let's work, man, in tandem. Like, let's work together. Like,
thank you. Like, you don't even got, bro. Just, yeah. Well, hey, tonight I'm going to do this. That, like, hey, don't hit me. Like, I'll hit you up when I'm free. Hey, do you have a good time?
Yeah, like,
have a good time.
A lot of times, if I'm gonna talk to you, and again, I love talking to chicks who I can see myself being with long term, but a lot of times that might not be the case. You know, just a lot of times you might just be a placeholder for the woman that I really see myself with. You know, I think people really gotta respect that, and they gotta come to terms with that and understand, like, hey, like, some, you know, I'm here for a good time, not a long time. Yeah.
I genuinely just be looking for, and for me, I genuinely just be looking for some cool, dope, good female
vibes,
friends.
You know, good vibes.
Yeah,
good
friends. Like, I'm not the type to. I couldn't tell you last time I was just like, man, I'm about to ghost this person. Like,
oh,
if,
my god,
if I didn't spend some time with you, like, and I felt like it was good vibes and stuff. Yeah. Like, 9 times out of 10, we gonna hang out again, grab something to eat. Like, we can do some cool stuff. It ain't always got to be on no touchy feely, doing all that type of stuff. Like, sometimes I just want to hang out and have a good time, man.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah, and I agree, man. Like, I think in order to have just a healthy lifestyle, you gotta have women that are your friends who you can't just, you know, just always try to get with at the end of the night and whatnot. Yeah. You know, just somebody that you could spend some time with, you know, talk about things, talk about life,
mm-hmm.
get a drink with, you know. And even chicks that'll be wingmen for you, you know.
Yeah, and I think this is what goes to one of the topics we're going to speak on about surrounding yourself with good people.
Yeah.
You know, just having someone to talk to. I mean, it's so underrated. It's mm-hmm. so underappreciated. I feel like just people, a lot of us are always going through something.
Mm-hmm.
And whether we talk to our parents or not about it, you want to speak to multiple people about and get different perspectives.
Yeah.
So it's always nice to surround yourself with good people with good intentions. Guys, girls, whoever it might be, because I mean, they can talk you into, you know, something good, and they could change your mind about, you know, doing something. So for me, yeah, just surround yourself with good people that'll motivate you to want to be better, a better person, to motivate you to keep going in life, pursuing a career or whatever it might be, because you never know when you might need someone. People a lot of times talk about how my circle's small.
Uh-huh.
I don't mess with nobody. Like, that's dope. Like, that's real dope. Because I get at the same uh-huh. time. It's hard to trust people. But, I mean, I've been rocking with my same crew since high school. And nine times out of ten, I mean, they family now.
Yeah.
They family. So, I got my family. I'm cool with everybody else. That's a part of my life. You're usually a genuine person. So, yeah, like I said, you never know when you might need to talk to someone. So, be willing to be open with people, even when you're going through something, because it can be life changing.
Yeah, yeah, and I agree. Having you know that great support group, guys and girls that you can really relate to. It's always good to have guys and girls as friends, because they're mm-hmm. they're all going to give their own different opinion, their own different perspective, yes. whatnot.
Yes.
You know. So, and just what's funny is. Kind of, well, it's on the same topic, but
yeah,
I wouldn't even say lately, but just in general,
yeah.
I'm friends with this one chick, right? And yeah. Like again, I actually like this chick, so it was just like, mm-hmm. but we've been cool, you know, just like great person to mm-hmm. talk to, whatnot. Just like as far as if you want to ask some kind of advice, this and that, questions about guys and girls, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Exactly. Yeah,
But it was just kind of, I wouldn't even say hard, but it was just kind of like tough to keep that balance, because like part of you really like them. And then the other part is you mm-hmm. like, you know, them, their friendship.
Would be understanding. Yeah.
So
yeah.
it was just like, damn, you know, like sometimes you don't really want to push the envelope too far. And kind of mm-hmm. just like mess up just that friendship that you guys have. Because once you start really pushing the envelope and you really start expressing, you know, feelings and whatnot, and oh, like this and that, then it mm-hmm. ends up ruining, you know, the good friendship that you guys have.
Because
now it's just. It's almost like opening like a can of worms.
Yes.
So, you know, that's one thing that I'll say is tough. If you're friends with somebody, and either you already like them or you begin to like them, you know, more than friends, you know, luckily, you know, I'm still cool with, I'm cool with everybody that, you know, that I really associate myself with. I don't really
that's why I say we're lucky.
Yeah.
We're lucky, man. Because even if we don't have our friends, we got our mom and dads. They're pretty understanding. Like, I feel like mm-hmm. we could talk to our parents about anything. And it's just that's a good outlet. Because they've been through so much. Man, our parents are older, so their experiences are different. But different in a way that they could, you know, tell us what they think, what's right, what might be right.
Yeah.
In each scenario, because they've probably been through it.
Yeah, man. Well, we're approaching, around 45 minutes or so, I think.
Yeah, we're approaching, 45 minutes.
Yeah. Is there anything else you really want to go onto a topic to?
Speak on? No, not really. Just stay tuned. We're going to try to separate things now, just sports, have it in its own pod, and then like just our experiences and, you know, relationship, like whatever it might be. We'll try to separate those two things now. And then just stay tuned, man. We're going to get some more people on here, talk about some more things, and it's only up from here, man.
Yeah. Again, just reiterating what you said, just, you know, I really, again, this was, you know, podcast number one, of the year. And again, just, I really just hope that, you know, the people that are listening right now, I hope you guys just really just stick with us. You know, there's a lot in store for the future of for this podcast. And again, you know, hopefully you guys just stick with us, stick through this time, and, you know, we'll try to give as much great content, you know, as often as possible. And hopefully it'll be a little bit more constant than, you know, the 2 months, 3 months lapse.
Bro,
you know,
but so, I think about it now. I think this is our second one of the year. I think this is our second one. I think the video one was after New Year's. Hey, go check out our last one. That's our first one on YouTube. Type in, speak on it. Skip, Illy. It's. I have the link in my bio on Instagram, but go check it out, man. That one was pretty funny, but yeah. You know, continue to rock with us. You know what it is. It's another speak on the episode. You got your boy Skip, Illy.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
We gone.